Hello, everyone. Welcome again. Paula V here. Thank you for joining me today. Today, I am sharing just a fascinating, fun gentleman. I have with me today Germaine Sain. Germaine is the host and creator of a talk show called When We Speak. In addition, he has released several indie music singles such as Look at All You've Done, He's Done So Much, and Get Out. He has a fascinating background. I'm just so thrilled to have Germaine with us today. So first off, I just want to say welcome, Germaine.
Thank you so much, Paula, for having me on today.
Oh, you are so welcome. I'm so tickled. Well, let's start today with just having you share a bit of your background. And I love that you were in the military as well. I'd love to hear about that. So please share a bit about yourself with us.
Well, like you said, my name is Germaine Sain, and I live in the Atlanta area, and I host a talk show called When We Speak, which I created and I host. And basically on When We Speak, what I do is I talk to a lot of artists, whether they be independent or major or musicians in the area and beyond about what they do. And I kind of came up with that idea because I always sang as a kid, and I was a musician. I played trumpet, I played baritone, and I even took piano lessons for a minute. But when I moved to Atlanta, I kind of had to start over because I didn't know anybody. So I figured the best way to meet people would be to have a talk show about those people, and then I could meet people that way. And so far it's been pretty successful.
Great idea. I love it. How long have you had this show, Germaine?
Well, I've been working on the show for probably a total of 8 years. I started doing it at one time, then I stopped, got a little discouraged and stopped for a little while, and then I started picking it back up. But I think overall the idea has probably been since 2008.
Yes. What was the transition from when you were a young man and in the military, and what brought you to where you are today? Tell us a bit about that.
Well, it's kind of funny because as a kid, I never would have ever thought that I would be in the Army at all. That was definitely not my plan for my life. But when I got in high school, I kind of got interested in going to the Army, and I entered the military. And while I was in the military, I used to do a lot of singing. I used to do a lot of events and things like that, singing at chain of command ceremonies and different official military events. And so when I decided I wanted to get out of the military, I just wanted to follow what I have always felt was like my dream in life. I didn't know like what I wanted to do in entertainment, but I knew that I wanted to be in entertainment. So basically I went into the military right out of high school, and when out of high school, my first duty station was Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And after I left Fort Bragg, North Carolina, I was stationed in Korea for a year, and then I moved to Texas, which was my last duty station, Fort Hood, Texas. And while I was there, I started doing, a lot of events outside of being in the military. So I would be like singing and at military ceremonies, and then I'd be singing at like weddings and stuff like that. And so when I realized I was getting kind of popular at it, I figured, once I got out of the military, I think I'll go full force after that type of career.
I love it. I love it. And I understand that you were also on, is it American Idol?
That is correct.
What was that like?
To a degree. It's correct to a degree. What a lot of people don't know is when I was on American Idol, you just never saw me. But the way that those TV shows work, and I didn't know this at the time, but you go through a lot of rounds. I wouldn't say a whole lot, but you go like maybe to two or three rounds before you're actually in front of the judges that you see on television. And so for me, I did make it to the first round, and I made it to the second round, which were like the main real producers of the show that you audition in front of. And I didn't get past that second round. So I still technically was on American Idol in 2005, but I was never physically seen because it's the third round that you see. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times when you saw the the people who were really horrible and stuff like that, they've gone through like 3 and 4 rounds to even get there.
Yes.
Actually. Which is kind of sad, though, because, you know, they really put their heart into it, some people, and don't realize that they're really not that good. And so that's why their emotions are so strong when they're turned down in front of the camera, because for 4 rounds, you've allowed them to go through it if they're good.
Oh,
you know?
Wow. Yes. Yes. And probably by the 4th round, they're so excited and, you know, just so anxious. And it probably would be a great disappointment, you know.
And it's very disappointing to those people who are, let's say, I wouldn't say that I'm just like the best singer in the world, but I think I sing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody like myself, you see the person who you're like, okay, I know that they're only going to use them for the comedic piece of this show.
Yes.
But I'm an actual decent singer, and I got turned down because they wanted them.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So I never auditioned after that. I never auditioned again.
I just would want to hug everyone. I'm one of those people that I watch a football game. I'm rooting for a team. But once the game's over, I just want to hug the other team. I always...
You know what? And I'm the same way. I just, you know, one of the things about me is I cannot, like, if I was a judge on one of those shows, I could never really say no in the way that some people say no. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh. And when you were in the Army, you were a medical sergeant. So were you in the medical end of it?
Yes, I was. The actual job position is called combat medic. That's what most people know it as. Because at the time, you know, I thought that I wanted to be a doctor initially. I wanted to be a doctor. Well, I knew I wanted to be a doctor. Ever since I was a kid, I wanted to be a doctor. So when I entered the military as a medical sergeant, I mean, as a medical specialist, I just knew, okay, I'm going to become a doctor and all this other stuff. And when I got into the medical field and working in the emergency room and working in the intensive care unit and working out in the field, and I realized I didn't like the medical field as much as I thought I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, and my mother, she's a nurse, and my sister right now is going to, is in school to become a nurse. But I just knew that I would, you know, be like the first doctor, the medical doctor in the family, but that didn't quite happen. I'm good with, you know, blood and guts and all that gory type of stuff, but it's the concept sometimes of the medical field was a little bit difficult for me. You know, understanding of it was still fascinating, but I realized I didn't grasp it as easy as I thought I would.
Well, I do want to give you a big heartfelt thank you for being in the service. So grateful. I'm just so grateful to our military. And, you know, it's so fun. We can start out in life, and this is what I want to do. We can end up in a whole different direction, and that could be so beautiful. I was going to be an accountant. I loved balancing, and I ended up being a restaurant owner. You never know.
Yes. Life just takes you different places, you know?
It does. So with going into the music, was it just you found yourself attracted? You loved the creativity of it and loved expressing yourself?
Well, you know, when I was young, I was raised in church, and I got my first opportunity to sing in front of an audience in church. And I want to tell you a little bit about the story of what I did. But I had they were having an event for youth, and the lady who was holding the event, she needed a singer. And so I overheard her talking about it. And so I said, well, if you don't get anybody to sing, I'll sing. Now, mind you, I had never sang in front of an audience before. And so I think once I told her that, she just decided to not look for anybody at all after that. And so when I got up there to sing, I was so nervous that I turned around and had my back to the audience, and I sang the entire song with my back to the audience and my eyes closed. That's how nervous I was. And sometimes I still feel like doing that, to be honest. But as a kid, I had always enjoyed music. I loved music. I liked listening to music. And I'm not really from like a musical family, you know. There's some other people who like sing in my family, you know, that I just recently found out, but it was never like a forefront thing in my family, music. Mm-hmm. And but as I went on through high school and like I said, in the military, I found myself enjoying it more, wanting to do acting, wanting to do a lot of things, and I just thought that it came a little bit natural to me. It wasn't like difficult, you know, to entertain people, like, you know, to sing to people and stuff like that. So that's really what kind of got me into it. And I would say probably my quote unquote career started when I finally moved to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I had always really had the craziest reasoning for wanting to move to Atlanta ever since I was a kid. I had a favorite gospel group called the Anointed Taste Sisters. They were like my favorite group of all time. Uh-huh. And I knew that they lived here. So I wanted to move to Atlanta, meet them, and sing a song with one of their sisters who was like this, I guess the most well-known out of the sisters. And I had this dream of meeting her and singing with her. And that's why I wanted to move to Atlanta. That was my whole reason.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but you know, but the wonderful part about that is, which is a little later in the story, is that I did meet her. And I did get a chance to sing with her, too.
Oh, that had to be so fun. Oh, my goodness. So today, would you say, Jermaine, you have your show, Can We Speak? You have your music. So do you just kind of balance the two, or do you do one more than the other?
Well, I usually do my show, When We Speak, a little bit more than the singing. Well, it really depends. I used to sing in a group here in the city of Atlanta, and we would sing for different events. We would sing backgrounds for a lot of people. Like, we had a chance to sing with Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Heart, and for like Verizon, stuff like that. And I used to do more singing at that time. Then once the group disbanded and we all went our separate ways, I decided to focus more strictly on my show, When We Speak. Mm-hmm. More so than the singing. And so now from time to time I'll pull out the singing, or when someone asks me to sing, I'll put together a group for their background, or I'll sing something for that. And even more recently I had the opportunity to sing with Barry Manilow. So it just really depends. I don't really focus on the singing as much as I do mm-hmm. the show, but whenever there's an opportunity, of course, I don't turn it down.
Yes. Now, the songs that I mentioned earlier, were you mostly just a vocalist, or did you have something to do with writing these singles? Tell us about those songs.
Okay, well, I wrote and sang those songs mm-hmm. When I was living in Texas. Most of those are inspirational. I guess you could consider them to be inspirational at the time. I was really, actually, the funny story with that is that at the time I wrote most of those songs, I was getting ready to leave the military. And then after I exited the military, I went through like a bad relationship, and I was going through like a really down part of my life. And that's when I wrote one of the other songs called Get Out. And I ended up recording them just to say I finally recorded, because mm-hmm. I think for every singer, if you've never recorded, one of your biggest dreams is to record something with your own name on it. And so that was really kind of what that was. Those singles were kind of a at least I did it. Now, since then, I've had the chance to record in plenty of studios, but that was the only thing that I had that was officially Jermaine saying my name,
I love it. And Jermaine, if the listeners want to listen to your songs, where do they go?
Oh, Lord. It's been so long. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to see if I can even halfway find them online anymore because I kind of stopped focusing on it. You probably can find them somewhere. Uh-huh. That's what I'm trying to think.
Yes.
They probably are online somewhere if you put in my name. I've been so busy usually doing background singing uh-huh. more than anything that I don't even know if they're even possible to be found anymore.
Okay. We have a – there could be some fun there. Yes, that could be fun.
Put them on my website so people can at least hear them.
Paula wants to know, how can she hear my songs?
I'm going to have to go – pull them out, look through some boxes and pull them out and post them on my website or something.
Yes. Oh, how fun. Well, everyone, we have to pop out for a moment, but Jermaine and I will be right back. Thank you. Thank you, Jermaine.
You're welcome.
Everyone, this is Paula Vale, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on BBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, I am here with Jermaine Sane. Jermaine has such a fascinating background. We have been discussing his history, his amazing musical talents. Jermaine is the owner founder of When We Speak TV, and he has a show called Can We Speak? So, Jermaine, I would love to have you share, where did the idea come and how did you proceed to where you're at with your show? What brought that to mind to say, hey, I think I'll do a show?
Well, the name of the show is actually When We Speak.
Oh, excuse me. Okay.
And that's okay. But the name of the show is When We Speak. And really, the idea came to me around 2008 when I first moved to Atlanta. And I was searching for jobs, didn't know what I wanted to do. And I was interning at a internet radio station. And there was a lady there who was hosting a show on YouTube. And so when I saw her doing her thing, I started doing a few things with her and would help her out. And she told me, she said, you should do the same thing. You should start your show. And I was like, I don't know about that. And because first, like, you know, I didn't know what to do.
Yep.
And I figured I needed all these things. I needed this. I needed lights. I needed cameras. I needed microphones. I needed all this stuff that I did not have. And one of the most powerful things she told me was, she said, Jermaine, just start. Just buy you a camera and start. And as you build, you can buy another camera and get a better camera and get better lighting. And get, you know, but start. And so I really ran with her idea of that. I didn't know what I wanted to talk about or anything, but like I was saying earlier, I knew that I sang, and I figured if I could reach out to people who sing in Atlanta, or people who had a band in Atlanta, or did, you know, businesses in Atlanta, and want to talk to them about them, then that would be an easy way to meet them, to meet a whole bunch of people.
Yes.
And so that was like the beginning idea for the show When We Speak.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And I can imagine, you know, how wonderful it's been with all the different people you've met. You get to find out more about them. And, you know, isn't it great to share our guests with our listeners? It's just so fun.
Definitely. You know, and being the thing, and which you probably already know, is that just to get a chance to hear that person's perception of life,
yes,
or that person's story is like enlightening to you. And sometimes it even gives you ideas of how to make what you do even greater just by listening, yes, to what they did, you know?
Oh, yes. Yes. Do you have any particular stories, or were there shows? I know myself, there's been times where I've teared up during a recording. You know, you're just so touched.
Right.
Do you have any stories of anything like that happening to you?
Well, you know what? I think, first of all, I think that every single person, well, I'm Christian, and I don't like to, like, just throw Christianity on everybody, but I always tell people that I believe in spirituality a lot, and I believe in destiny. And so with every single artist, before, when I would do this, is I would pray and say, send me the right person to talk to, right? So I'll be reaching out to people, and I'll always be praying about, just make sure that you send me the right person to talk to. So every single person, so far we've done 50 shows, and every single person has been connected. Like, now looking back on it, I can see how they were connected. But going to the story about, going to back what you were saying about the connection, I've probably connected with every single person in different ways, but one I want to definitely share has to do with a gospel singer in particular by the name of LaShawn Pace. And she's the lady I spoke about earlier about meeting and stuff. And I remember that I was writing in my journal, because I keep a journal every now and again. I don't write in it all the time, but I do try to write in it when I think about it. And I was writing in my journal, and I had this list of people that I wanted to be on the show and all this other stuff, and she was one of them. And I didn't know how I would get her on the show. Well, I had been trying and trying and trying to get her on the show with no success. And then one day, in the middle of the night, I got a call from my business partner, and he said, hey, LaShawn Pace management just accepted your interview. And I was like, really? And also that prior to that, I had said, well, if I can get her on the show, then Lord, this will solidify that you really do want me to be doing this. Because for me, I felt she was like my childhood favorite singer, and she was like someone that I felt like I could never really meet in person. So when she accepted, I looked back in my journal, and ironically, 2 years prior, on the date that she accepted, was when I wrote in my journal that I wanted her on the show. Exactly 2 years to that date. So when I met her, it was so hard, because I felt like I had known her all my life. And when I met her, she was so nice and so sweet. And you probably know this too. When you meet someone that you've been wanting to meet, you really hope that they're the person you've imagined them to be, you know?
Yes, yes.
And so when I met her, she was so nice and so sweet. And I kept thinking, well, Jermaine, you always wanted to sing with her. And ironically, even though we didn't sing on stage, at the end of the interview, we sing a snippet of one of my favorite songs by her together.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, I actually did get a chance to meet and sing with my favorite gospel singer of all time. Now, I mean, there's other stories that are like very touching to me. Like recently I had an interview with this group out of Nashville. They're like a country rock group by the name of the Van Leers. And they got me so teary-eyed because it was almost like, as I talked about what the show was about and what speak means, because most people hear Wendy speak and they're like, okay, it's about talking, it's a talk show, okay, I get it. But speak also represents not just talking between one another, but it's what is your whole existence about? You know, what do you speak? What makes up who you are? Everything that you do, everything that you say is what you speak. Yeah. And so when I was talking to them and they started like really reciting to me what my whole vision was, I was like, wow, someone gets it. And I was trying to hold back my little tears. I was like, wow, they really get it. They really get it. So that was really like a tear moment for me.
It's just so rewarding, isn't it? Just connecting with so many wonderful people. And I'm with you. I just have always felt I'll connect with who I'm meant to connect with. And it's so rewarding. Exactly. Oh my gosh. Well, I would love to know a little bit about the new show that you're creating. What do you speak? Now, how is that show going to be different?
Okay. Well, really, the ways they're different, they're very similar. As you can see, I keep talking about speak. Because I really enjoy speaking with people. And I didn't realize, like, how much I enjoyed listening to other people talk. And so when I got that idea for When We Speak, you know, I was like, I want everything to be based around people talking and sharing their stories in whichever way. Well, with When We Speak, most of the time on my show When We Speak, I generally talk to, let's say, an author, an artist, a musician, someone towards the line of musicianship or of some sort like that. But what I'm trying to do with What Do You Speak, it's more a call to the audience to stand in and represent what who they are and what they believe, to share their stories too. So most of the time at the end of it, we ask the audience, what do you speak back? Meaning, you know, to just think about, you know, how, what's going on in your life? You know, what is your passion? Have you given up on it? You know, are you still doing it? Are you willing to go for it? Those type of encouraging things. And so with What Do You Speak, the guests can vary much more from just being musical related, whether it can be an owner of a restaurant, you know, what inspired them to start the restaurant, to people creating events, to a lot of different things. And so I wanted to give something that didn't, that the audience wasn't based around just music.
Right. Right. So much more open base of the type of guests that you may have on the show.
Right.
Yes.
Definitely.
Now, have you began this show, or is it still in the making? Is this show running?
I've only done like two. Mm-hmm. I started off, you know, you usually try everything out with yourself first, which is my, so I did one for myself first, just explaining who I was and what I do. And then I did another one with a lady here who is the event director for a city event that goes on at one of the surrounding cities near Atlanta. And so after, you know, doing that, those two, I was like, okay, I want to go ahead and push forward. So I'm currently right now in the process of booking people for that particular
awesome.
Show, because I just really want some inspiring people, you know, because I think that everybody has something that they're put on this earth to do, but whether or not we know what it is a different story. And even if you don't, I think that by you sharing your journey to try to find that out, you can encourage someone else to find their path also.
Yes. Oh, I love that. And that is so true. So to any listeners out there that are thinking they would love to contact you about possibly being a guest or to listen to your shows, what is your website or contact information? What would you like to share with the listeners?
Okay. Well, my website is www.whenwespeaktv.com. And that's again, www.whenwespeaktv.com. And the show right now, we actually, I mainly do the show online on YouTube. So if you type in When We Speak TV, you will find a lot of stuff about that show. And there are two YouTube pages. Right now, I'm in the process of trying to transition over to a new YouTube and keep that particular YouTube channel. But if you subscribe to both, they will have two different things that I do on both. One is more the show When We Speak, where I talk to the artists. And I've had plenty of great artists on there. Just to throw out a few of them, I've had like Beyonce's background singer, Chrissy Collins. I've had Beyonce's horn section, actually. Quan Howell from the South Blackness, this group called Tortured Soul, which is a house music band out of New York. This great band here in Atlanta, the rock band called Hero the Band. Trina Braxton from Braxton Family Values. Everybody usually knows her, sister to Toni Braxton. Speech Thomas, who's from Arrested Development, two-time Grammy winner. But those type of shows are on one of the channels. And then on the other channel is where I'm housing What Do You Speak, which is a little bit more personal.
Yes.
Personal messages. I'll be posting personal messages, you know, from time to time also. So the second one is more personal, and the other is more, you know, show.
Yes.
You know, events
yes.
that I go to and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely contact me on the website, which is www.whenwespeaktv.com, and there is a tab on there to contact us, and just hit contact and let us know.
Yes.
Let us know what you want to do, and if we can work it out, we'll, you know, have you on the show or or see what we can do together. And I love to collaborate with other people, so I would love to for the listeners to reach out to me if they have an idea.
That is so fantastic, and it's so great the variants of your two shows. You know, one is more the artist, and the other is, you know, more people's experiences and what they've gone through. And isn't it amazing and fascinating, Jermaine, you know, when we meet people, interview people, and so many times you find out, you know, everyone knows them from where they are now, but my gosh, the experiences or the path that it can take someone to go there can be so fascinating. And we all can learn from so many of other people's experiences.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, and I think that and what's even what's nice about, I guess, the journey of life and as a whole is that, one, that you don't know it at the time that that's what it's for.
Yes.
But then two, you can look back and then see the connection.
Yes. Yes. It really is a beautiful thing. It really is.
Yes, it
and it's so wonderful to support each other too, you know, on the different paths that we all go. I just
exactly.
love that. Love being a positive energy in the world. And I can tell that you are, Jermaine. I just love it.
Thank you. You know, something I wanted to kind of share when you talked about being a positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I'll never forget is when I exited the military, I was kind of struggling and in a bad situation and all this other stuff. And I'll never forget that it's still kind of hard for me to say it sometimes, but I was committed. I was plotting to commit suicide. And I got really close, but I didn't quite do it. I decided, I got this great plan that I was going to run my car off a bridge. So what I did was I started playing some music in the car, a song that I really liked. And, you know, so I was crying and all this stuff. And I got in my car. I was going really, 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 really fast down the street. And the song came on that I really liked. And the lady said something in the song that made me stop the car, pull over, and I just started crying. I couldn't do it anymore. And years down the road, I found out, you know, through Facebook and stuff like that, I found out who the lady was. And I felt like I really wanted to send her a message. Now, mind you, I didn't know who she was, but mm-hmm. I knew that she led that song. So I told her my story and everything. And she responded back to me, ironically, and told me that. She said, you know, I'm so glad that you reached out to me and told me that, because I was contemplating to stop singing and all of that stuff myself.
Oh, wow.
And since that day, that's when I realized that, you know, when you talk about being a positive energy, if anytime I feel like I should tell someone something mm-hmm. that can be beneficial, even if it's semi-embarrassing to me,
mm-hmm.
I try to tell it now, you know, because
yes.
I would have never thought that this lady who knew me, you know, not at all,
yes.
would have thought about not singing as good as she is, you know. And to tell her my story about how something she said in that song made me stop.
Yes.
That, you know, that it would be that powerful. So that, you know, I know that there's the theme to my show, actually the motto to my show comes from the Bible, but it's that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And so ever since I started doing When We Speak TV and When We Speak and Can You Speak, that has become more powerful in my life, just the understanding that when you say things, you know, you do have the power to bring those things to life.
Yes.
Just by what you say.
Yes. Oh, I agree. You know, the words that come out of our mouth are so powerful.
Right. And
yeah.
sometimes we forget that they're powerful
mm-hmm.
because even for me,
yes.
sometimes, especially even being the host of the show, and I'll say stuff like, you know, that, you know, you don't look at it as being bad, but then I have to correct myself and say, oh, wait, no, let me change that.
Yes.
Because you really can bring that negativity in it just by what you're saying.
Yes, yes.
And so you have to really be careful what we, you know, what we say and what we say to people, because sometimes they, you know, people really do value what we say.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. Oh, beautiful words. Oh, Jermaine. I am so enjoying you. Well, everyone, we have to pop out, but Jermaine and I will be right back. Thank you. Thank you, Jermaine.
You're welcome.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining Jermaine and I today. This has been such great chatting with you, Jermaine. I'm so touched, and I love your energy, and I love your positive words. I would like to have you share with the listeners, if you would. You do so much on social media. We can subscribe to so many things. Please tell us about that, where the listeners can stay connected with you.
Okay, well, the majority of my stuff is definitely under When We Speak TV. And if I could, for a moment, I would like to kind of break down what that is. When We Speak TV, I like to say, is similar to thinking about a channel or a television station. Let's say if you have like ABC. ABC is the station, so that's When We Speak TV is my station, which is ultimately where I'm trying to go, to have a television station one day. But, and then under it are different shows, such as my show, which is called, ironically, When We Speak, which is similar to the name of the show, and then What Do You Speak? So that's really kind of the breakdown of how it is. You have When We Speak TV, which is the channel, and then the two shows that I have right now. But on all social media, really, you can find us at When We Speak TV. And that's When We Speak TV, WHENWESPEKTV. So When We Speak TV, that's on Facebook, that's on Twitter, that's on Instagram, that's on YouTube. And just remember that we do have two YouTube channels, so definitely subscribe to both of those YouTube channels. So on everything, we're When We Speak TV, and I would love to, you know, talk to everybody and meet people. I do talk back when people send me messages. So it would be really great to build up the viewership on our YouTube channel and the subscription on that, as we grow and get to share the growth and so on and so forth.
Yes. And it's so fantastic, the shows that you do, that you have coming up, the people you share, the positive energy, the positive words. That just makes such a difference in the world, right, Jermaine? It really does.
And, you know, because I just feel like, and maybe you feel this way too, but I kind of feel like it's so easy to find something negative. Whether you turn on the television, whether you go down the street, whether you're at the store, it's easy to find something negative, and it's not easy to find something positive.
Yes.
And so my mission now has just been to insert a little positivity every place that I go, because sometimes it may just be a smile, and it's not that easy, you know, because we're so used to negativity, it's not easy to be positive on things all the time.
Yes.
And I love to share stories, but one day I was on my way to an event, and there was a security guard there, and I got ready to ask him a question about where to go. And when I first saw him, I said, "Hello, how are you doing?" Rather than just asking him, you know, "Where is such and such?" And he was so touched by the fact that I just acknowledged him. And I was like, wow. And, you know, so you realize, like, when little things like that happen, it just opens it up even more for more positivity. Because I didn't even think that he would be that influenced by someone stopping and saying, "Hello, how are you doing?" Rather than just asking, "How do I get to, you know, and going on about their day?" Because some people just want to be acknowledged. And I think that's the benefit that you have with interviews and radio and, you know, talk shows and stuff like that, is because everyone wants to know that you see them and that they're valuable and that, you know, their life has value and you're interested in what they do.
Oh.
So that's, you know, it's just great. I kind of got on a little rampage there.
I love that.
I think it's just really good to bring that positivity, because, you know, negativity is easy to find. It's very easy.
And, you know, even with that, you know, as you mentioned, even saying hello or telling someone, "I love your hat," or "I love your shirt," or just a smile can make a difference for people.
Yep.
It really can. Well, it sounds like to me, like you really have found your passion, Jermaine. Would you say that you are on the path that you really feel passionate about?
I think so. I think At first, I was going to say, I don't know if I found my passion, but I think I found my passion, and I'm on the journey of finding my mission. I think that's what helps to action.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And you know, so many things are yet to open up for you because you are on your mission, and more will open up, the people you connect with. I love that. I love that.
Exactly.
It's such a great thing now with the technology we have that we can have these shows, have the TV, have the internet radio, and, you know, reach so many people. When you think about this show is worldwide, when I wake up in the morning and I have emails from people in other countries, it almost takes my breath away. It really does.
And, you know, but it surprises me how much we don't utilize it to its full potential. I mean, of course, you know, there's more and more that we can do with everything that we do. But once you tap into, like, the social media and the internet, you realize that I can become a lot of the things I want it to be. Mm-hmm. Because on just traditional education, I wasn't trained to be a talk show host. I didn't have any communication. I had communication skills, but I wasn't trained in communication, you know, or anything like that. But through just using your creativity, and that it allowed me to become not just Jermaine, but Jermaine the talk show host, mm-hmm. you know, Jermaine the video editor. And also, you know, I am planning to attend. I just got accepted actually into the Georgia Film Academy, which I'm glad about. So I plan on giving some of that education.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But it's still great to know that with just the internet, you can become what you want just by sitting down and putting the work into it, what you wanted to do. Because for me, you know, I do have a quote-unquote staff. I have one steady person who's with me all the time. Then I have other people who come and help me out and do certain things, whether it's video or whether it's schedule someone or bring water, you know, because sometimes you can't always start with everything you need and everybody you need. But if you can pull from those few people you have that believe in what you're doing, you know, you can, like I said, be whoever you want to be, especially with the internet. And the great thing is, like you said, once I put my show online, it is no longer local at that moment.
Yes.
Immediately it becomes international.
Yes.
And that's the one, you know, that's a wonderful thing. Because, what, 20 years ago, we couldn't have done that.
No.
You know?
No. I mean, really, when you think about it, that's pretty huge.
Right. And, you know, and I talked to a lot of artists, and some of them, I wouldn't call them old, but they have an older career. And a lot of them talk about how the internet really kept their career going, you know, even now, because that's how they're able to still tell people about their shows and get booked for shows is through the internet. Because without that, you wouldn't even know that they were even still alive, you know?
Yes. Wow. It's just a great venue to be in. It really is.
It is.
I never dreamed I would do it, but I love it. I get to meet people like you, Jermaine.
Yeah, you know, and once you start doing something that you think you want to do, you'll immediately know if that's what you really want to do. Because it seems like as time will go, I mean, you're going to have your struggles, but as time goes on, you just find yourself thinking more and more and more and more about it. I mean, I worked at a corporate job for 8 years, and through those whole 8 years, I was doing When We Speak TV and When We Speak, and I dreaded going to work every day because I rather would be doing my idea, my creation, you know?
Yes.
And so it was like every single moment I wanted to do that. And unfortunately, like in September, I actually got laid off from that job, from that corporate job. And I thought, what am I going to do? Thank God for a severance package, which I didn't even know I was going to get, but thank God I got that. But I can honestly say that through my positivity and my faith and my, you know, my hard work that I had done for those 8 years, I haven't worried one bit about bills or anything. You know, everything has been since the end of September, you know, I haven't had to stress about anything just from following my passion. I've gotten more interviews like you. I've had like 2 or 3 interviews. I've had job opportunities come up. I've had people contact me that I was never thought would have contacted me just by doing something I thought I wanted to do. Yes. And then realizing that I really do like it.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah. So I really was, you know, said that to say to anybody who's has an idea or thinking about doing something, you know, like the lady told me years ago, just start it. Don't worry about, and this is what the funny part about it. I've been doing it for 8 years, and everything that I thought I needed in order to start, I just got 8 years later. So if I had never started and waited to get all those things in line, it would have been 8 years later and I would have been just starting.
Yes.
And I probably wouldn't have them. So sometimes you have to get in there to realize what you really need and what you really don't need, you know?
You're right. You're right. Because, so in other words, get your feet wet. Yes.
Yeah.
Jump in and, that's great wisdom. I love that. I love that. We have about 2 minutes left of the show, Jermaine. What last words or inspiration would you like to share with the listeners today?
I think it would be to never give up, no matter what it is. You know, that things may not be easy for you right now, and it may be very difficult, but that doesn't mean that they'll be like that forever. And when it comes to your passion and things you want to do, if you don't know what you want to do in life, that's fine too, because a lot of us don't. I mean, I've changed careers like 3 times trying to figure out what I wanted to do. But, you know, I think the whole point is to keep going after it, because every single person here, regardless of what we believe, has a reason for being on this earth. And I think our whole reason for being here, the whole time while we're here, it's our mission to find out why we are here. And once you find it, then work on it. So, just be the best person that they can be and that you can be, and just keep moving. No matter what, keep moving towards what you want.
Yes. Oh, I love it. I love it.
And that's why I'm so happy.
Yes, that's why we are so happy, isn't it? Yes. We're moving and just taking a step at a time.
Right.
Yeah, I love it.
Because most of us don't have the formula. There's usually not a general formula to happiness. It's, you have to find your own particular formula.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I love it. Oh, Jermaine, thank you so much. I am so happy to have you on the show today. This has just been a great show. My honor to share you with everyone. And to all of the listeners out there, thank you for joining us. Love, hugs, blessings, a happy day to everyone. Jermaine, love, hugs, blessings, and a happy day to you as well.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you too. And once again, just thank you so much for having me. It's a blessing to have people even listen to you and interested in what you even do.
Oh, I loved it. So happy to share you. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.